Hey, Nation, what's up? Eddie Greer back for another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University figuring out some things. Oh, man, figuring out some things out, baby, figuring out some things out, and K-State men's basketball needs to dig things out. If you're your very first time listening to this podcast, thanks so much for tuning in to this latest postcast edition of this podcast. K-State Podcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics. I will get to the tennis tomorrow to wrap that up. Obviously, the women's tennis team wrapped up their time in Lawrence yesterday. I'll get on to that there as well, as I'm focusing on the EQT pod today. As it's Sunday, that's why I want to at least get one in, if not both episodes in today, while I can. But anyways, the focus is turned on K-State men's basketball. Oh my goodness, folks. Opportunity again. I have said it. I'm probably not the only person that said this, but I have laid the found. I have beat this to the ground. Opportunities missed again. A late foul, late. Oklahoma State knocking down all their free throws late there after P.J. Haggerty with a jumper took the lead. Oh, yeah, by the way, I haven't said a score yet. Yeah, K-State lost the game. You can probably tell by the tone of my voice. By one. 84-83 last night in a late-night thriller. Heartbreak City again for this men's basketball team after we saw several hours earlier the upset win by the women's basketball team over Texas Tech. That will come out tonight. As I've seen the recordings on Sunday, so that will come out tonight. This will come out tomorrow night. So again, I'll bring in my pitch and bring in my read in a little bit. But yeah, man, so I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. And for the first time in quite some time, the men's basketball team off to its worst start ever. You got to go back to 1996-97. I read that. 0-5 in the Big 12. Three of those, including tonight, you had opportunity to win this ball game. Come back. You're down. You're trailing. You're trailing this game. And second half, you were cooking. You were cooking there in the second half there. And late basketball tactics again killed this team. how many times have we seen it? I mean, foul trouble, especially you're on the road, close game. How many times have we seen this? Close game, on the road. Okay, we're in position. All of a sudden, you know, tight defense and all that. And all of a sudden, you know, you're away from Bramlage, right? So you're not going to, majority of the time, you ain't going to get a call anyway. I'm just going to go out and say it. You're not going to get the call anyway late. Call foul trouble. And speaking of foul trouble, Kamar McGriff, unfortunately, he was in foul trouble most of the night. So you had that going on there as well. You were trailing after the first half of this game. You made a run in the second half of this game. You outscored your opponent by 4 in the second half of this game, 40-36. But yet, Oklahoma, this is just like Arizona State. Arizona State, how can we defend without fouling? Can we defend without fouling? This is the second time. This is the second consecutive road game. It's coming down to free throws. And the opposition makes the free throws, you lose the game. That right there, the lack of fundamentals late is killing this team. Opportunities killing this team. This is two road games in a row. And you can go ahead and throw. Y'all can go ahead and throw in UCF in there as well. You got UCF at home. Yeah, they're a good team. Yes, the record says it. They're not a sorry-ass 2-12 team. They were a 14, or whatever the hell the record there was, right? You had a chance there. You let them get off to a good start. You can't catch up. At home. Which, lately, hasn't been much of a home court advantage. speaking of home court advantage, that has not been a home court advantage here in 2026 to this point. Anyway, right, so you rally back and give credit to this team. This could have been a little bit of a runaway. I would I will give credit to this team. This team is they definitely show fight in this game. They could have just laid. They just quit. They should have just quit. I honestly would have just lost by 10 points instead of lose like this. This is the second week in a row, we're on this podcast talking about late free throws sinking this team. Pro Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports. Oklahoma State 84, K-State 83 after a late jumper to take a lead late. P.J. Haggerty's heroics was not enough again. I'm saying that about this team, but it says a lot about this team. I mean, there are a lot of questions out there about the heart of this team. They could have just laid down. They could have laid down. They did not do that. They battled back in the second half and took the lead a couple times in this ball game there, including in the final minutes, final seconds, only to lose like that for the second weekend in a row. Second weekend in a row we're doing that. I don't know what to tell you about this coaching staff because I don't know. Can you defend without fouling? There has to be some rule in there that you can defend without fouling the damn player that has the basketball. This is frustrating. This is frustrating. Feeling like we're talking about the same freaking thing every week. Something going on where it's like a rebounding one game or the lot you can't close this out. Look, the ladies early in the game or early in the day yesterday, January 17th. As the Senators Course Podcast on the 18th on Sunday. They found a way to close that out. Where Maya White, the opposite end was on the other foot. Of the shoe of the foot. Where Maya White closed it out, knocking down for free throws. Okay. They made the defense plays late. The men's team can't seem to do that. Get a lead and then foul. What's going on? I don't know. I just don't know. That's now for sure. You look back at this calendar. That's two wins that let get away. Look, again, the records. Yeah, they're records. It's college athletics. It's NFL. Record, you got to play the game on the field, on the court. It don't matter. We all play these games on paper. I play the game on paper with the ladies' game. I thought, well, yeah, I wouldn't rule out the toughness. They're going to be right there. But, again, you're playing a ranked team. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And then, of course, sure enough, they play their tails off to upset the Red Raiders. Right? To turn around at the table here, we're all going to say, Oklahoma State. And I said it going in. Oklahoma State is much improved. I gave it that. 14-4. They were 2-2 coming in. Well, they're actually sub .500 of conference play. They were sub .500 conference play going in. 1-3. I didn't realize that. And we're going to make that excuse saying that, they're just a good team. No, we had an opportunity to win this ball game. Come back. Did all that work. Come back from behind. All to lose by a damn 1-point game. Yeah, we're gonna go. Everybody's gonna say, yeah, we should have won this ball game. This is one that the fact it just mattered is you gave yourself an opportunity you, on the road, right? You want to find ways to win. Well, you did that again tonight, or yes, last night actually in a late night game, and somehow we found a way to lose that game. So that's mark it, folks. 5 games. I know BYU game stretching that out. UCF. So, but the worst case scenario for this team right now, the absolute worst case scenario, I'm bringing that back up again. 3-2. But instead, that's the worst case scenario for this basketball team. But under Jerome Tang this year. But we're sitting here with a goose egg. Still with a goose egg in the second half of January. Crazy, crazy. This is crazy. Oklahoma State shot 41% for the field. 33. Jeff Mini didn't have anything on his post game conference press conference. Jerome Tang did. I'm not even gonna go into that. I won't go into that today. I'm not gonna have time for that. But Oklahoma State 41% from the field, 33% shooting from downtown. They are led today by Farsa Fala. Well, actually, no, they weren't. He was the second leading scorer on that team with 17 points, 2 steals. Anthony Roy, 23, laid down in 31 minutes of action, 7-15 for the field. He was 3 of 9 from downtown. This ball game fallout, he had 17, I just mentioned. The Cowboys had 4 guys in double digits. Kanye Clary, 12 points. And Anja Vucic had 11 points in this game. Gear K State, what in it? Oh, this is the most frustrating part of this all of this. K State shot 50% from the field. In this game, you can't get one freaking stop. 44% from downtown. Abdi Bashir went off in this ball game here. Abdi Bashir hit all of his attempts from downtown again. 5-11 from downtown. 15 points. PJ Haggerty led the Wildcats last night. 21 points. Nate Johnson and Kamara McGriff, despite foul trouble, he had 14 points. And let me see here. Yeah, Kamara McGriff fouled out. Yeah, 3 rebounds in this game. Nate Johnson also had 14 points. So you had almost your whole starting lineup in double digits. That included Josh Manning. Josh Manning only had 4 points in this ballgame there as well. But yeah, CJ Jones, good game off the bench. 8 points in this ballgame. Castillo was nowhere to be found. He had only 3 points in the game and 14 minutes of action in this ballgame. Yeah, so let me see here. Lee changed 13 times in this game. Second chance points, 16. The score tie was 11 times. Points in the paint, 32. Points off or turnovers, 10. And K-State had 15 total bench points. That also, let's throw in there. Nothing for Marcus Johnson, who played. Dorian Buca had 4. And that was it. Yeah, we already said David Castillo and CJ Jones. CJ Jones had played 20 minutes last night in this one point loss to Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast from Freedom Bell Daily. Or we're have a chance to record K-State content. This won't come out till tomorrow night. But if you have subscribed, I'll put this in existence. If you have subscribed to this podcast, you would have saw that. We were laying the wood this weekend with over 6 episodes of K-State content for you. So there's that. So we load you up, even on the weekends. Come at you daily. Keyword daily. It's daily K-State podcast. All things K-State sports. We come at you daily, including the weekends as well. Saturday and Sunday. We will figure it out. Hopefully we get the Friday. Hopefully we'll see Friday. Over this basketball team, we'll see the end of this month, too. Way that things are trending. They are trending in the wrong direction right now. I feel sauce. But yes, make sure you go subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell, do all that fun stuff. And make sure you go tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast. I definitely appreciate you. This big time run lately of you guys supporting this podcast. It's been awesome. It's been awesome to see that. But not awesome is 0-5. 0-5. Go to the notes after losing by 1. In K-State now, by the way, even 500, 99 after the loss last night. And I've already said the 0-5 there. That's already been well described. We got to go back to what was said early in the year between myself and even Coach Ting himself, Jerome Ting, and it looks like from what I've been listening to and I've been hearing from our other family at K-State podcasts that the buyout, all that, that's going to be hard. Unless I'll summarize Tim Fitzgerald, what he said. Unless somebody steps up to the plate and has all that money, which that's the whole conversation there. Yeah, he's going to be around. Now, all that can flip on a table, on the side of the table, in a quick minute. But, yeah, the worst-case scenario, K-State Nation, that this team should be 3-2, best-case scenario. Now, the worst-case scenario, you can flip that record to 2-3. At least you have 2 wins. That's way better than sitting here January 18th being winless in conference play. That's a helpless feeling. That's disappointment. And what I said about fans checking out, oh, yeah, I'm hearing that a lot. I'm hearing that a whole bunch right now. And it could get even worse before it gets better on both fronts there. 5 straight losses in conference play now. And I think, no, they won. No, they won. Okay. I was about to say something wrong. But yeah, no, they won their last non-con game, the last non-con game before entering conference play. Okay, I do. Yes, I do remember that. Haggerty, Nate Johnson, Bashir, Taj Manning getting starters minutes. He was in the starting lineup, like I just said just moments ago, and Kamara McGriff. That's obvious there. That's that. 0-3 with the starting lineup. But that's not even an issue. Because this lineup has had opportunities. This team has had multiple opportunities. Back-to-back weekends to close teams out on the road. They haven't done it because of a foul late. And it goes by to say, I mean, yeah, you got to find a way to not foul. That we have seen this movie too many times. All right, K-State's winning or in a position to win. You go back to the non-con. Nebraska, foul late. That kind of flipped the season around. You foul a person late. Nebraska hit the free throws. We did win the game. We see this movie way too many times here in 2025-26. Way too many times. Way too many times for my account, for my money. Anyways, there, if I was betting, man, this can't happen. Somehow, you got to learn how to not foul. You cost, but bottom line is you lost the game. All that work, I only lost by 15 points. I say this all the time. I'd rather lose, whether it's my team or somebody else's team or watch somebody else's team, the Buffalo Bills last night, I'd rather get blown out. I'd rather lose by 10 instead of losing by a field goal or by 1 point. That play flips the game. Oh, that's going to be a talking point in EGV podcast. But it's wild. This was wild that this team, Jerome Tan was so high on this team, and now you're in a hole that I don't know you're going to get out from it, because this conference is way too deep. And you put yourselves in too deep of a hole for it. That's just crazy. 80 points. You still lost. 12. This is the 12th time this year. In the 18 games that have been played for the K-State men's basketball team, that you score 80 points. Usually, 80 points a cost basketball game wins you a game, unless you're equal to that opponent. And again, give our guys credit. They fought back. It could have got worse. But this team showed heart, showed fight, like Jerome Tan talked about in the press conference. Again, show fight. But all that's for naught. At the end of the day, or the end of the night, or end of the week, wins and losses matter, and we lost the game again. 15 three-pointers made in this ball game. 15 of them. You thought we won this upset Oklahoma State. We didn't win. 15 made points. 15 three-pointers made last night from downtown. Was tied for the second most. Okay, there's that. Let me see here. Yeah, despite that, I talked about the rebound. We talked about this rebounding issue thing. Seems like all month so far, they out rebounded Oklahoma State. See, that you did the things right. You did the things right, and you still find a way to lose the game. Ah, man. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. So there's that. So it looks like, yeah, that record, I'm only mentioning that one because that's the least of the problems right there. So unfortunately, lost the game, which could have been a upset Saturday edition, part two, turns out to be not, as K-State there, after trailing, and fought their way back in the second half to lose in the ball game, to lose this game, 84-83. And if I can, real quick, here before we sign off for this episode, Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Let me see if I can... No, that's the ladies. I want the men real quick here. Let's go to schedule real quick here after this loss. Yeah, so home games coming up. Can you have an actual shot? Yes, I know. Eddie, you're crazy. Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I was talking about last night on the women's postcast that the winning upset postcast edition that KU on that end, terrible team. Rigger says it right there. Kansas over here, they've been more consistent than K-State, but they're still somehow winning games. Well, like I said, they started out ranked, and they're struggling. So you're playing Utah, This is a quick damn. This is a quick turnaround. You got to play Utah on Tuesday, and then hosting KU at home. KU's 3-2, 13-5, about the same record as Oklahoma State. Utah, worst team in the league, just buys you, but they have a win. So the worst two teams in the league play on Tuesday. That's us in Manhattan, Kansas, taking on Utah. You can't get this. You can't get this game. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. So you're looking at you're staring at I would have mentioned 0-7, but here I am, just did it on this podcast, the postcast edition. So man, that's what we're looking at right now, or Jerome Tate and the squad looking at right now. But I've seen all that. You missed an opportunity again to win this game. Bottom line is, I don't care about the 14-4. I don't even care if Oklahoma State was 1-15. I don't give a damn. You had a chance to win this game, and you let it slip through your fingers. Now you got to go home for two here. Let's see. Because Utah, staring at this record, at least the only difference between us and them, they have a win in conference play. We don't. We're the only team that has the... Who had it on a bingo card, K-State bingo card, that, okay, second half of January, K-State men's basketball will have no wins in the Big 12 Conference. Raise your hand, y'all had that. Anybody? I don't see no hands up. I'm not raising my hand. We'll find out on Tuesday. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast, Fat Free Bubble Daily, where I'm just record Kansas State content. Appreciate y'all, folks, here, as this will come out tomorrow night, so... be out looking for that. But to do that, please make sure you subscribe, do all that fun stuff, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Green coming to you from a overcast, and the sun's starting to come out, Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all. This has been another men's basketball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Oklahoma State pulls it out, 84, K-State 83. Go Cats.